Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Let me just read the passage that I've got today. We've been chugging through Ephesians, and what a book, what a letter. Paul in prison, chained to a Roman guard, and he's reflecting on the equipment, on the guy. He's seen these Roman soldiers put on the armor, and many people have said that part of the reason that Rome was able to take over the world pretty much, conquer so many nations, was because of the revolutionary armor that they wore. And he's looking at this soldier, and he will have seen them many times put on their armor, and he says this: finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I'll take a couple of weeks over this, because it's great stuff. Well, at least a couple of weeks. And so just a little bit of an overview. The goal of the Christian life, basically, is to stand firm. To stand before Jesus, and we've faithfully stood with everything life's thrown at us, and we've stood firm, and we receive his well done. And I'm not prophesying this over you, I just know from doing this for a long time that some people, some of the most fired up Christians you can imagine, are watching this today, will not stand firm. You'll fall. You may get to heaven, but you'll get to heaven, as the Bible says, as through fire. You won't have faithfully stood. Well, I want to be a man who stands firm for Jesus all the way to the end. Now, I was encouraged, I don't know whether you were watching that big church day in thing, to just see that interview with the tribe, the old members of the tribe, and Quinton with his grey beard, and these old folks jigging around there. But he'd been interviewed by Lynn, and I'm so encouraged that Quinton's a pastor working in Ibiza, and Georgie's doing all this great music in Nashville, and Lindsay's thoroughly going for it as an evangelist, and Tim and Emma are still on it. I love that. But I can tell you there are other people who were in the Worldwide Message tribe 30 years ago when it all started who aren't standing firm. The most fired up Christians you can imagine. People who are thorough evangelists going for it, who've fallen and are not going to receive unless they really repent and come back to the Lord. The Lord's well done. They'll get into heaven because they're Christians, but they'll have missed so much. Well, I don't want that to happen. I want to be someone that I want for every one of us. Well, if you want to stand firm for the Lord all the way through the winds of culture blowing you over, through the devil's plans to trip you up, through your own stupidity like banana skins thrown in your way, if you want to be someone who stands firm, well, guess what? Put on the full armour of God. You see, the Bible says the devil has schemes. He's a nasty, sneaky schemer. A scheme is basically a fully organised plan. Satan has a fully organised plan to take you out. He knows you, and he knows your weakest moments. And we live such little lives sometimes, don't we? So unaware of all that's going on around us, the authorities and powers that are waging war over us as God's people and over mankind generally, to keep them out of heaven and to keep them from living like it until they get there. We give them room, the evil realms, by the way we live. But we have a far greater authority, according to the Bible, than we ever imagined. God's mighty power at work. The word literally in the text is dynamis, God's dynamite power. Satan may have his little banger. We've got a truckload of dynamite to come against him. If we can come against him with the goodness of God in our evil culture, we can overcome his schemes. If we're tooled up and ready to make our stand when the day of evil comes, it says in the book of Ephesians. How about this? Yesterday, I had a socially distanced meeting with a missionary friend of mine, and he told me a story. He said he was reading this very passage. This is only yesterday evening. This very passage Ephesians chapter 6. Many years ago, he told me this story yesterday. And he was reading it and he was thinking and reflecting on the devil's schemes. And his wife had just gone away traveling and left him behind. And they'd not left on the best terms. They'd had a bit of a row and it was a bit of a weird atmosphere. She went off and he was a bit grumpy, but he got to prayer, opened the Bible, reading Ephesians 6, the doorbell rings. He goes to the door and it's his wife's friend offering to spend the night with him, offering to sleep with him. And it was a moment when the day of evil had come, a special time of pressure. Well, praise God, because he'd been in prayer and he'd been in the Bible, he sent her away with a flea in his ear and he immediately got in touch with his friend and said, I need you to hold me accountable because I don't know if I could stand again if I'm not prayed up and in the Word in an accountable relationship. And that choice, because he was in the Bible, because he had the armour of God, rescued him from so much misery. And unlike the people I told you about, years later, he's still going for it and his wife's still going for it and his marriage is still strong because he put on the full armour of God and Satan's schemes didn't prevail in his life. Praise God, we can do that. We can stand firm with the belt of truth. I don't want my spiritual pants to fall down. I want to put on the belt of truth. Yes, I'm a man who believes the truth of the gospel and lives by it, but I'm a man who has an integrous, truthful life. You can map my life. That's what it means between what I say and how I live. Oh, God, let me be that kind of person. First and foremost, and the order's important. It's the order that the Roman soldiers would have put the armour on, but the belt is first. The belt of truth. Second is the breastplate of righteousness. Not my righteousness, Jesus' righteousness. It's interesting, isn't it? There's no backplate. You can't turn your back in the fight. We've got to stand firm against the enemy. Stand firm against the tide of culture and stand firm on the gospel. There's no backplate. We stand firm with the breastplate of righteousness. We go into battle as the message trust as we step forward now with our plans in the righteousness of Christ. You've heard me quote that song I love so much. I used to sing in the baby days of being a Christian. When he looks at me, he doesn't see what I used to be, but he sees Jesus. When the Father looks at me, he doesn't see Andy Hawthorne. He sees the righteousness of Christ. But it's not just, yes, I've got the righteousness. I am the righteousness of Christ because my sins have been forgiven. I choose to live righteously. I choose to put on the breastplate of righteousness. To neglect our need to live righteously basically leaves a gaping hole in our armour. And Paul says we have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You see, our ability to go for Jesus is directly related to our willingness to go. How beautiful the Bible says are the feet of those who bring good news. And I love what Shane Claiborne said about Mother Teresa, about her manky feet, because she always chose the worst shoes. She wanted the best shoes to go to the orphans and the poor in the slums. And so her feet were, after years of that, were gnarled and horrible, really. But actually, they were beautiful in the eyes of God because they were feet that brought good news. Isn't it a paradox that the gospel brings the gospel of peace in a battle context? We're fighting to bring peace on earth, yet inner peace, but also peace with our fellow man, peace with God, the greatest gifts of all. That's who we are. We're the peace bringers who put on the armour of God, fight for peace in Jesus' name. And we have a shield of faith. And the picture, and Paul would have seen it many times, is a man-sized shield, a large shield, a shield that could be locked together, actually, with other shields when they're fiery arrows, and a shield that could extinguish every flaming arrow of the enemy. Satan has many flaming arrows dipped in black tar coming your way, trying to take you out. The shield of faith in Christ, can extinguish every flaming arrow of discouragement, flaming arrow of despair, flaming arrow of temptation. Every single flaming arrow can be extinguished by your shield of faith that fully covers your whole body from your head to your toes. Here we go. This is what Francis Folt said about this. Paul knew to include such flaming darts, people's arrow tongues, the shafts of impurity, selfishness, doubt, fear, disappointment that are planned by the enemy to burn and destroy. The apostle knew that only faith's reliance on God could quench and deflect such weapons wherever they are hurled at the Christian. The Bible says that, the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. In Psalm 140, verse 7, it says, "The Lord, my strong deliverer, has covered my head in the day of battle." And those verses are so precious to me because James Aladrian was reading those verses from Psalm 140 when Michelle, 8 years ago almost, had her accident in Bangkok, and she fell and broke loads of bones in her face and looked like she had brain damage, looked like she might even die in a Bangkok hospital. I was thoroughly isolated. I've never felt so alone, and I've never felt so in despair. And my wife didn't even know who I was, and I was there 8 years ago. Suddenly, it was like the day of evil had come. And Bangkok's a weird, dark place anyway, with the whole sex trade and all that nonsense going on. And I just felt so under attack. And yet I took up the shield of faith. I pressed into God and I locked it, my shield, with some other brothers and sisters in Bangkok, people who came around me, people like Ash Barker and Angie Barker and Peter and Inka Cook, and beautiful Christians. We locked our shield of faith, and the fiery of the evil one didn't take me out or Michelle out. Praise God. And finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This book is our little sword, and the picture is of a cheeky little sword, a close combat sword, a stumpy sword where we can go in close and cut to the heart of the issue. It's the word of God. Everything else is defensive, isn't it? Every other piece of army is to defend us from the attacks of the enemy. But then when we're kitted out and we're tooled up with the righteousness and truth and faith in Christ, we can go out on attack and we can do damage to Satan's wicked plans. We can take ground for him. We can go forward in Jesus' name with the word of God. Let's be people who are in the word, like my friend was, daily. Let's be people who love the word, who share the word, who believe the word. In this generation when so many are doubting the word, let's be people who live by the word. The word of God, the sword of the Spirit that can change everything. Let's be men and women like that. Can I pray now? Can I just pray? No, in fact, I want to say this one thing. Graham Dumbo. He's in, I think he got an honorary mention yesterday, actually, Graham, but he's in my little pastoral group. We have such a good time on a Wednesday morning as we share together and encourage one another. But after last week's or the week before, he had this song going through his mind, "Onward Christian Soldiers." You know that old "Onward Christian Song"? Yeah, you know the song anyway. That old school Christian song. He's like, that's a funny song to be going through my mind over and over and over. I wonder why I'm not thinking of a Hillsong song or whatever. But it was on Christian Soldiers. And he went through his mind so much, he thought, I'm going to have a little look. I wonder if that's dodgy, that song. Is it some song from the Crusades or something? But he looked into it. And actually, amazingly enough, that song was written in Wakefield, a church in Wakefield. Not just any old church, because Graham's from Wakefield. It was written and sent out to be sung around the world from the very church where Graham Dunwell was baptised. And it was a song that the Salvation Army, and I'd just been sharing in our group about the Salvation Army, a song that the Salvation Army would sing as they marched into town, often pelted with ships' rockets, often, hot tar thrown on them, attacked and by vile, evil schemes trying to stop their holy little band. They would sing "Onward Christian Soldiers." Come on, message, "Onward Christian Soldiers." Let's live like Jesus loves us as he does, like we love him and we love his gospel, and we're going to put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes fitted with the gospel of peace. We're going to take up the shield of faith. We're going to place on the helmet of salvation and take hold of our sword of the Spirit and go into battle to bring the gospel of peace. Can we just pray that? Lord, I just thank you so much for your word that's real and relevant to every one of us. And we want to be men and women who stand strong, faces like flint, We want to go the distance for you, Lord. We don't want to fall. We want to be men and women who make a great mark for you. And thank you for the sword of the Spirit that is the word of God. Well, I pray the word of God will go out in greater power, with greater authority, and to see greater fruit than ever before as we move into this next season. We'll come together and go for it for you. And we want to be people who are fully kitted up. This missionary friend of mine said, literally, you know, he was living in the slums at this point with his wife on this work. And he said, literally, he would every day put on the armour of God. He would actually, you know, spiritually, he would put on the different items. Just, you know, physically do the belt around his, you know, down his waist. Pick up the shield and the sword and the helmet. And because, you know, he felt he needed that strength, and we need that strength. Lord, give us strength to live the Christian life the way you want us to. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. We also have another podcast called The Flow Podcast, where we share stories and testimonies of the amazing things that God's doing in people's lives. Search for The Flow Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a brand new episode there right now.